Dalam pidatonya di depan National Press Club, Sally McManus mengacu pada contoh-contoh spesifik dari pengaturan di tempat kerja yang dikatakannya sebagai produk sampingan dari lemahnya perundangan tempat kerja.
Journalists, even those working for famous mastheads, are often employed as freelancers with few rights. Delivery drivers using apps have less rights than workers 100 years ago. Cleaners are told to get ABNs. Tradies' jobs have been farmed out to labour hire. Over half the academics in many of our universities have no job security. Multinationals use contracting out to force down wages and sidestep bargaining. Productivity goes up, but wages do not. Company profits and CEO salaries are soaring. Wages are flatlining. This is inequality.
Di bawah kampanye Ubah Peraturan milik ACTU, karyawan pekerjaan-pekerjaan casual ini akan dapat diberi posisi permanen setelah 6 bulan. Ia mengatakan terlalu banyak warga Australia yang terjebak dalam pekerjaan yang tidak aman karena tidak diberi pilihan yang lain oleh atasan mereka. Sally McManus mengatakan pemerintah koalisi berturut-turut telah menjarah hak-hak pekerja. Ia menuduh pemerintahan Turnbull mempekerjakan orang di Komisi Kerja Adil yang sangat bersimpati pada usaha besar dan bukan pada hak-hak pekerja.
The Fair Work Commission has been stacked. Just last year, the 14th new commission member was appointed by the coalition government. Too many of these appointees have backgrounds from the extreme end of big business. No wonder working people are now calling it the Unfair Work Commission.
Sekretaris ACTU ini menyampaikan serangkaian permasalahan yang dikatakannya tidak diperhatikan di pemerintahan Turnbull.
Stolen wages, workers exploited, jobs casualized, commissions stacked and politicized, wages cut, equal pay denied, bargaining failing, poverty wages, workers dying. This is what the Turnbull government is ignoring. This is our national crisis. And it will get worse if we do not change. Yet Prime Minister Turnbull rejects any move towards repairing our broken workplace laws.
Namun, Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull mengatakan, di samping klaim yang disampaikan oleh McManus, angka tenaga kerja kasual ini tidak mengalami peningkatan.
The rate of casual employment is the same that it's been for a very long time. So what Sally McManus is seeking to do and what Bill Shorten want to do is they want to increase the power of trade unions. That's all they want to do. They don't care about the vast majority of Australians who are not members of a union. They don't care about the level of employment. They have got one objective, and that is to increase the power of militant trade unions. And, of course, if Shorten was Prime Minister, they would be running the country.